The short life of a devout Catholic young girl from Seattle has brought many Catholics across the United States back to the church. Her holy and loving example, as well as her battle with cancer, have drawn others to convert to Catholicism and have inspired the creation of an organization to reach out to families with a loved one facing a chronic illness. Gloria was born in 1996 to Doug and Kristen Strauss and was like any other 7-year-old. She enjoyed playing with her 6 siblings and friends, dressing up, playing board games, picking flowers, and watching the Fox television show American Idol. The young girl also had a special place in her heart for the rosary and for making people feel good about themselves. However, no one could have predicted the amount of people her brief time on earth would touch. Catholic news agency spoke with her father Doug, who explained that one day in 2003, when Gloria was 7 years old, she was hit in the face with a ball, resulting in a black eye. When the color returned to normal after the seemingly minor injury, a suspicious bump remained. Gloria was diagnosed with a cancer known as neuroblastoma and only given a window of 3 months to 3 years to survive. Following the diagnosis, Gloria immediately went into surgery and began chemotherapy treatments. Doug explained that though it was difficult, the family resolved to remain open to God's plan in hopes that the family would be strengthened. At the time, Doug was a high school basketball coach who knew Seattle Times columnist Jerry Brewer. Brewer had planned to run a single column on the family struggles while Doug coached during the season. However, the first column attracted so many readers that the idea expanded into a 5-month series of interviews with the Strauss family, sharing Gloria's faith and trust in God with those in Seattle and around the United States. When Gloria's condition took a turn for the worse in 2007, the family opened their home for community members to come and pray over her. Doug explained that for 3 weeks, 50 to 60 people showed up Monday to Friday to pray the rosary and sing praise and worship songs. Later, when it became too much for the family, 5 members of the community opened up their homes to continue the prayers for Gloria. Doug explained that Gloria had a beautiful gift. She was able to draw people to Christ through her cancer. She taught us all how to carry a cross. Her gift to us was a living example of her commitment to a relationship with God through constant prayer. She always said yes. Writing in the Seattle Times column, Doug recalled that they would ask if it was all right to have a healing mass, and she would answer, "Oh yeah." Other times, they would ask, "How about if 50 people came over to pray the rosary over you tonight?" She'd say, "Oh yeah." From injections to sickness, it always began and ended with the sign of the cross. Often, doctors would have to stand and wait as she made the sign of the cross and prayed. It was amazing to watch. It wasn't just her actions that drew people to Christ. Doug recalled how everyone spoke of Gloria's presence. She had this presence that allowed people to want to be with her and pray for her. Even at the age of 7, she knew her calling, and that was to bring people to God through her cancer. People from all religions were attracted to Gloria and her family through the front page column in the Seattle Times. Mormons, Buddhists, Hindus, they all wrote into the paper talking about how they've been impacted by her life. "Everyone knew we were Catholic. We didn't have to profess it. We wanted prayers from everyone," said Doug. Doug even mentioned a blind man that had written him a letter saying that he had been praying rosaries for Gloria and wanted to meet her. Miraculously, when she entered the room, he could see her dressed in white. The man told Doug, however, that when she left, he was blind once again. After Gloria endured 7 rounds of chemotherapy, the doctors decided to try a stem cell transplant using her own stem cells. Doug said that at that point, he knew that Gloria was at her lowest point. He was desperate and started to pray, "God help me, I don't understand." He heard a voice say, "Quality of life." He was confused but went to Gloria the next day and asked if she had quality of life. He didn't expect her to understand, but she immediately responded, "Yes, Daddy." She excitedly added that so many people have started praying because of her illness. Though prayers for Gloria kept coming, her cancer continued to spread and she died on September 21st, 2007. Immediately, following Gloria's death, the family realized the large impact that Gloria had on the community. Doug explained that people came all over to view her body before and after the rosary. He added that he received a letter from a Lutheran man who attends Eucharistic adoration at a Catholic church, who said that he had to be present at the funeral so that he could see a saint in person. Then at the funeral, over 3,200 showed up, and the family began to hear stories of how Gloria's life and struggle had transformed lives. Not only do the Strossers have a list of others who have quit different drug addictions because of Gloria, but they are aware of at least 10 people who have become Catholic directly due to Gloria's story, and more are continuing to convert. Gloria Stross, pray for us.